My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Father's Day Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings, and also this Father's Day morning. We will be back next weekend, 6 to 10. And again, just thank you. I want to let you know about a couple things coming up here. Real quick, before we turn things over to Noel, we have got basketball tonight. Dream taking on Los Angeles. Tip off at 3. I said tonight, this afternoon, 3 o'clock. Tip off. Atlanta United is taking on D.C. on Wednesday night. We got that pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7. And then next week, going to move out of the regular house. We're going to play the big room at Caesars. The Dream will be taking on Indiana at State Farm. And that tip-off is at 7:30. All of these, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got them for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Noel, what is on your mind this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, it's Father's Day, so my father is on my mind, so that's why I put a little Bob Seger on.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Your father loves Bob Seger?
Yeah,
music?
Bob Seger guy.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Some people say he looks just like Bob Seger. Now, that would have threw me if you said that.
Yeah, he's a Bob Seger guy, yeah.
Did he ask the same question, where was he during the draft? How come y'all brought out everybody else up there, you didn't bring up Bob Seger?
He would have. So let's get into a little WNBA conversation.
Yeah.
So last night we had some big, big matchups. You had the Sun get a big win yesterday, and they are just rolling along. Only one loss for them, and Dejounte Carrington is looking like the defensive rookie of the year out there.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a show in the first half. Who was a scoring leader yesterday? You have the Aces and the Liberty, we touched on a little bit earlier. They had their own rivalry. Asia Wilson was rolling along with her Asia Wilson self, but it wasn't quite enough to push the Aces through. And her and Becky seem a little bewildered as to where they're sitting right now in the season. And I kind of agree with them. You kind of can't pinpoint what the problem is, but there's clearly a problem. They're kind of in a similar situation that the Dream are in. The Dream are looking to end the losing streak today at 3 o'clock as they take on a slightly younger team in the L.A. Sparks. And I'm just wondering what kind of adjustments Coach Wright is going to make today. She's been making adjustments the past 2 or 3 games, changing the lineup, kind of changing the minutes, changing the way, changing the focal point of how the offense runs. But I'm wondering if we're going to see a little bit more ball movement, movement off the ball today, and a little more ball handling between Ryan Howard and Alisha Gray. So that's going to be interesting to see today at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I think about that, but also the interior game. You know, Tina Charles had shorter minutes in the last game, and I just think someone with her experience and her background, I know she's probably just, you know, watching the minutes that she plays her. But still, you know, you need someone on the floor who's been where she's been and accomplished the things that she's accomplished. I think it's so big that she's on this team right now. And so, you know, you tap into that to that experience, too.
And that's why I'm feeling like there's some tinkering that she's doing, trying to figure out the best flow of the lineups right now. Because we've seen games where she's decided to play through Tina Charles and Cheyenne Parkatayas. We've seen games where she's gone away from that. We've seen games now where Tina Charles has had less minutes and Parkatayas come off the bench. We've seen different players come off the bench versus other games. So right now it just seems like she's really looking for what works and what's really going to give this team a spark. The most consistent thing I've seen to give the team a spark is whenever they bring in Ariel Powers off the bench, she's just a little Mighty Mouse out there. She wheels herself into the lane at will. She'll shoot outside if she has to. She hypes up the crowd when she gets in. It's like instant energy when she does come in, but they're trying to figure out a way to still sustain that when she gets in. It seems like it can kind of peter off after the first or second time out, and then they're kind of, again, looking for something to get them going.
This is where I jump in, because we talked about this yesterday. It looked like legs in sand and was it quicksand?
Yeah.
For a little bit. And I was, because again, I told you, I'm paying attention now. You've got me focusing on the little things with this team. And as I've been watching and listening to you, I'm wondering, how do you fix that? Because a lot of the things that you're talking to is want to. You got to want to play defense. You got to want to get on the boards. And if you don't have certain players that can pick up the pace, if you're trying to play an up-tempo game, that's one thing. You either have that talent or you don't have it. But the other stuff that it sounds like you're talking about is want to. And that is, if not present, is brought about by the coach or coaches. They got to let these guys know and they got to do their job.
Well, and that was kind of what you heard in the after game, in the post game when they played when they lost to the Liberty. Coach expressed how disappointed she was that they looked so lethargic. She said that their practices weren't that difficult. She couldn't figure out themselves. She couldn't figure out herself why they looked so lethargic and depleted. She said she felt like they were pouting after things weren't going the way that they wanted to early in the game. They weren't getting a few foul calls they thought they should got. She felt like they started pouting and things just started going downhill. And you kind of see that, seeing that going up and down with them this season. And in that way, they kind of mirror their brother team in the Hawks. You've seen that a lot in the Hawks the past 2 or 3 years, where they'll get hot and things are going well, and you see them with this uptick, and then things don't quite go their way, and they're slugging through. You're seeing them kind of complain through things. You see the play dissipate before your eyes on the floor, and you're kind of seeing the same thing with the Dream in some areas, depending on what's going on in the game.
Is that surprising to you, and both of you? I'm asking because everybody knew going into this season, everybody, that the spotlight was brighter.
Yeah.
On them. And no matter what team you were on, okay, who you were playing, the WNBA had a much brighter spotlight. So the scrutiny is going to be a lot brighter, too, and in some cases harsher, what you're talking about.
And they knew that, which is why you did the things you did, like made the trade to go bring in Krista Dangerfield in here. You went and bought in Tina Charles in here. You brought Jordan Canada, who's still injured.
Right.
So they did do some things, to your point, to get ready for the eyes to be on them. But right now, they're just a middle-of-the-road team.
So we're talking about chemistry. Has not happened yet.
Right.
And that takes a minute.
That was some of the conversation around the Hawks, too, the past 2 years, right? You brought in DeJounte. You got rid of a lot of bench. You're trying to figure out the chemistry.
The best thing that can happen to the WNBA is we use analogies that we use in the men's game.
Yeah.
And not even think about the fact that we're talking about gender.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Differences here.
Right.
Okay. We will have some conversations because we have to walk in reality. Some of these players at times will be coming back. And I don't even know what the percentage is, by the way. Maybe you can help us out with that. That become mothers.
Right.
And when they come back, that's a different player.
Right.
All right, we just have to accept that. Now, what level of that, I don't know. I didn't see much of a drop-off from Candace Parker, but I don't know which if she stopped dunking after she became a mom.
Right.
I can't remember one way or the other.
I mean, and the same with Cheyenne. It looks like she's still maybe adjusting her game a bit, but she's still affordable down there on the block. She's still handles her job. Yeah, you saw that coming off the bench last week. Like, Cheyenne is going to handle her business.
Well, I kind of like that. I kind of like the fact that, you know, she came off the bench and really asserted herself. And maybe
and
that
it bolstered the bench.
Yeah, really did. Maybe it gave her some time also to see some things, observe some things before going into the game. This is a week for them, too, because they got Los Angeles here. They're going to go off to Minnesota. Minnesota's in first place in the West.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's going to be a tough assignment. They come back here to play in a different location, to play downtown. And, oh, by the way, next Sunday they got to play New York. So this is, you know, when you talk about getting things to fall into place, this is important for the Dream this week. One thing, though, was that the training camp was so short.
Yeah.
It was a very short window. And we're going to be talking about this in a few weeks with the NFL and how little time they get to play and how little time your starters play in exhibition games and that type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what happened with the WNBA. And I think this team kind of, I won't say it got victimized by that a little bit, but it seems like that's something else that caused them to get out to a little bit of an inconsistent start was just the short period of time they had for their camp.
Yeah, I feel like the teams that have been together longer that didn't have that many turnover or additions were probably more ready to go than the ones that's trying to gel with their new pieces and figure out how they're going to run and what the chemistry is going to be and what the offense is going to be. Which is another reason I think why the Aces is so perplexing, because it's not that many changeover pieces and the rookies look like they really fit. Like Jackie Young is a problem. Kate Martin is great at coming off the bench and doing what she's done. She's just plugging in whatever role that they put her in. So I don't see them being the chemistry issue. You still have Asia playing like Asia. You still pretty much have Chelsea playing like Chelsea.
They have a couple injuries. But they have a couple injuries, and they have what go. I'll tell you what, I'm going to use the NBA analogy. They have a lot of Golden State going on in them, in that they have won the rings, the back-to-back mm-hmm. champions. The hunger is not there. I'm going to keep going back to that. If you can't pinpoint either something medically or a change in the rotation, then it's effort.
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. It is effort. It's their effort and the effort of everybody playing them. Because now you're the hunted.
Best yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
they
now
get
you're
everybody's
the hunted
best
because
job.
That was the best game the Dreams played so far this season.
True.
Was against them.
True.
And that's because you're playing up to your competition. You're like, oh, that's a team we got to beat to really feel like we're going in the right direction. And they did. You can tell by the way that they celebrated after that win that they're like, yeah, we're going in the right direction. We have something here.
Again, so as again, my mind's going 100 miles an hour, and I want to have these conversations with Noelle because she educates me. You do, too. And so as we sit and try to figure out if she's bringing up the Aces right now and what's going on with them, I start to think, all right, if they have the MVP on their team and he can't or she can't get these guys to play defense better, because defenses want to, right?
Yeah.
And that's they're not listening to her. When I take that and move it over to the men's side, I think of Golden State. And I think of, okay, they're a superstar. Steph Curry can't get everybody to come in. Well, they have a Draymond mm-hmm. on that team. Do these WNBA teams have that enforcer, that veteran voice? Is this something that isn't a part of that league yet, where that each team can have that guy? I realize it's growing.
Well, for each team, yeah, you might be in a situation where you don't have – enough available vets, maybe, but maybe the league is small enough to where you do. I don't know.
No, like, it's a process. But
yeah,
if does Vegas after Asia, who's listening? Who's getting in people's faces? You know, beside Becky and Asia, who's doing it? And if there isn't, maybe that's the answer to what's going on with them. Just a thought. You know, because Sam always sits up here and talks about a veteran voice with the Hawks.
Yeah.
You know,
Tina Charles is clearly supposed to be that for the Dream. And the reason that I look at the Aces and the Dream so much is, one, they're in the same division, and two, they're both sitting right there in the middle of the pack. So it's interesting to me to see which one is going to go left or right. Because they're both basically sitting right there at 500. We're right under, they're right at. So it's going to be interesting for me to see which one can turn it around, or if either does. Because to me, this division is clear. You have the Liberty and the Connecticut at the top. You have us sitting here at the middle. And then you got Indiana and the Mystics at the bottom. And we're going to see how this all shakes out as things get better. Because we've been beaten by both the Indiana Fever and the Mystics at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it was the Mystics' first win.
Yeah, exactly.
But you knew it had to happen at some point. But I'm sitting there watching.
I mean, yeah, but you don't want us to be the get-right team. You gave Indiana one, and then you gave the Mystics one. So now you got me feeling like we the get-right team.
I'm
and Atlanta has experienced
game.
That a lot.
I bet that game, but I'm like, no, it's not going to happen here.
Man.
No, it's not going to happen here. No, we're not going to be these folks are 0-12.
Yeah, like
man.
You don't want and you don't want that because it brings a bad air and aura around what you're trying to do. Like it makes you like losing a game is one thing, but when you know, give a winless team a win. Because now your name is attached to that. Oh, the Mystics have won a game against the Atlanta Dream. Like, now you're – like, that's the most that your name has been said this season.
At the same time, though, as my dad was always say, ain't they getting paid, too?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't lay down thinking, we going to get one because, ain't no get one.
Everybody out there is getting the check. Everybody
you,
paid.
You got to get yours like everybody else. So we will definitely see what – Coach Tanisha Wright and the Dream have today at 3:00.
A WNBA note. I read something here on ESPN.com that Serena Williams weighed in once again, talking about Caitlin Clark, and basically she's very complimentary of her. And with the stuff that goes around and people are saying, hey, seems like she's staying grounded and seems like she's staying focused. I like her, and so that's good. Remember, you're talking about somebody who's talking about potentially has the interest.
Yeah.
And possibly becoming a club owner. And so to hear her, to see that she is actually paying attention and watching what's happening with this league tells me we may be getting a step in that direction.
That's
and you know
what
what's funny that you, when you say that too? And why Indiana? Those two have a kindred spirit because they both experienced the same thing coming into
Greg.
The league.
Yeah. I was thinking the exact same
thing,
Greg.
They both dealt with this. And it's funny how we're talking about two different complexions, but yet the same issue
I was
came at them like a locomotive.
In an individual sport and a team sport.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah, media-wise and all the noise around them. And yeah, it's definitely very similar.
Happy 69th birthday.
69.
To Tree Rollins.
Tree Rollins. Pride of Cordele, Georgia.
Where?
Cordele, Georgia.
Where's Cordele at?
They had watermelons down there.
Okay.
They got them
in Decatur, too.
No.
They grow them down there. Do they grow yellow ones or gold ones?
I don't know.
I've only had one in my life, and God bless my mother for turning me on to it. I heard about them, but I never had one, and she got me one. But I don't know where they grow.
They may have some down at Cordele.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Tree Rollins, and went to Clemson.
Okay. That's not down there by Larissa where she's at, huh?
No, no, that's the other way. That's straight. Larissa, you're going off to the east and down.
Okay.
This is just straight down. Once you get the other side of Macon, the other side of Perry and all that, you hit Cordele when you get to Albany.
Say a little prayer for these two people today on this Father's Day. We lost on this day the movie that men were allowed to cry at for the longest time, Brian's Song. Lost, yeah. Brian Piccolo. This day. And the other one, I cannot believe it's been 10 years. 10 years since we lost Tony Gwynn.
Yeah.
On this day, 2014.
Yeah, that's
man.
That's a father and son combo.
Right there, exactly. Mm-hmm. Say a little prayer for them guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.